Now we have reached the end of Information Desk, we can turn to some news items. We'll start off with some wonderful efforts made by so many for various charities. A record-breaking Boxing Day convoy of 233 tractors has pulled in £11,000 for a cancer charity in the event's 20th anniversary year. The annual tractor run departed from the Angel Inn at Larling between Attleborough and Thetford for a 25-mile trundle around back roads and nearby villages. The festive spectacle attracted a record number of vintage, classic and modern tractors and has so far raised more than £11,000 for the Big C Cancer Charity, another best ever figure which was boosted by a generous £5,000 donation from Simpson's Malt. Norfolk farmer Gavin Stammers, who organises the event with his son Jack, was thrilled to see both records broken in a milestone year. "It was absolutely fantastic," he said. "There were so many tractors and so many spectators of all ages."
A man has completed a remarkable challenge of running 5 kilometres every day for a year. Matthew Quick, who works in palliative care, completed the challenge to fundraise for the Priscilla Bacon Hospice on New Year's Eve. He was inspired to raise money for a cause close to his heart after working in end-of-life care and losing his uncle and father to cancer. After completing his 365th run, Matthew said, "I've learned what it's like to go through complicated grief. You're not invincible and bad things happen. Running has been great for my mental health."
Nikki Nelson, who works at Part of the Pack, was awarded the Animal Hero of the Year Award in this year's Animal Star Awards. Part of the Pack is an assistance dog training programme created by Ms. Nelson, who moved to Norfolk from Australia 6 years ago. "It is such an incredible honour to accept this award, and hopefully with this recognition, it is only the beginning of what Part of the Pack can do. The business, set up in 2021, trains animals for a range of support, including autism, PTSD, medical alerts and mobility assistance. According to Ms. Nelson, Part of the Pack has worked to provide better access to education and work to people who could previously not leave their homes.
Street Child, an organisation which helps to ensure children are safe and able to learn in some of the world's war-torn and disaster-affected regions, was selected as the Times and Sunday Times International Charity in the newspaper's 2023 Christmas Appeal. The UK government also pledged to match fund all gifts up to £500,000 before January the 31st. Tom Dannett, Norwich dad and founder of Street Child, said the news would effectively triple every pound donated to us by the public over Christmas. "This means that all gifts made will have a huge impact in helping some of the world's most vulnerable children. Street Child's success comes in the same week Norwich was named the UK's most generous city by online donation platform Just Giving."
A man whose entire outlook on life changed following a cancer scare has been awarded an impressive accolade for his efforts helping others. Stephen Russell was announced as this year's overall star of the stars of Norfolk and Waveney Awards. A former RAF serviceman, Mr. Russell said, "I was rather gobsmacked and I'm quite amazed, really." He left the RAF in 1988 to enter into a career in care and social work, spending 30 years working for Norfolk County Council and becoming a chair of trustees for the charity The Bridge for Heroes. He has also travelled to India, for many years assisting the Bethesda's Trust by taking abandoned and at-risk children to safe and vital homes and orphanage that he has helped to build. As a result of his work, he was awarded the Lifetime Commitment to the Community Award at the event which took place at the Assembly House. This category was sponsored by Norwich Theatre. He was also named the Overall Star, an award chosen by the judges from one of the category winners.
A seal pup was found entirely buried in sand on Waxham Beach. Rachel Rickett was completing her annual Waxham to Horsey walk to see the seals when she met a group of photographers along the way. She explained, "We were all trying to photograph a purple sandpiper when we first heard the seals' little cries. I decided there was no way I could leave the little thing without trying to get it rescued. The morning's high tide had likely buried it, and without help, the next high tide would have surely drowned it." Miss Rickett headed towards Horsey, knowing that the Friends of Horsey Seals could help. She used what three words to identify the exact location of the stranded pup, and a member of the rescue team gave her a lift back to the spot. "I truly believed it was trapped too tight to be rescued, but the team sprang into life like a well-oiled machine, and within minutes of their arrival, the seal was free and seemingly no worse off for its experience." And coming up will be our second feature for you, which is again read by Robin Quine. A few weeks ago, we read part of an article by Robert Morgan, who is a reserves officer for the Norfolk Wildlife Trust. Here's the rest of his article about the fabulous winter wildlife to be found on the North Norfolk coast, an internationally important winter refuge for wildlife.